How's it going, Coach? Seems like you guys are kind of putting it together a little bit, game after game. Is that just kind of how important is that kind of this time of year to kind of be peaking and playing your best hockey as the year progresses?
Yeah, I think it's important when you get into these elimination games, you got to make sure you're playing well as a team. I think I talked about it. I thought our first and second period were pretty good against UMass. Thought it was pretty even game. And third, I thought they really pushed hard. I thought we sat back too much. I thought some of our details got away from us for whatever reason. We didn't look, I don't know why, we didn't look real fresh. I don't know if it's because we were sitting back too much, but I thought we got on our heels, and I think that affected us in the third period. And UMass is a good team, so we knew they were going to come after us. They get to our net. I just didn't like some of the details in our game coming back into our end. So something we have to focus on against UConn, because they're a team that is just going to continue to put pucks behind you and get pucks to your net. So we got to be much better that way.
Mitch, go ahead.
Hey, Coach. Obviously, Sacha Bambeadien's been really good lately. Just wondering if there's like a specific turning point during the season that you kind of really saw him come around this season.
No, I think it's been pretty steady from the start of the year. You just see little things where he continues to get better. I think there was times when he, or probably early on, probably even more first half, where looked like he was getting better, and then maybe he took a step back and then took two step forwards. But that's part of the progression for a young player in his development. For me, I thought the thing that really gave him a lot of confidence is playing in the Beanpot on a big stage against the number one team in the country. I thought he was excellent there, and I think he hasn't looked back since then. He just continues to gain more and more confidence. He's obviously a good two-way defenseman. He's very good defensively, and it seems like now too he's trying to find or starting to find more of his offensive game. I think for him, I think he was pressing to score a goal there for a while, because I do think he has ability to score. And he finally got the one, and I think from that point on, he's got, I think, three now, and however many games it's been, last maybe six, seven games. So he's definitely jumping up in the play more and has more confidence that way.
Rick, go ahead.
Coach, speaking of that big stage, do you think it gives your team any kind of an edge that, A, you've already played a tournament in that big stage there, and a lot of your players who've been with you for 3 years now have been in the Hockey East semifinals each of those years, or is that something that dissipates after the puck is dropped?
Yeah, I think after the puck's dropped, it dissipates. I think it certainly helps that our group has experience playing in that building. It certainly can't hurt you, that's for sure. But I think once the game gets going, I think it kind of, I don't know how much it matters after that.
George, go ahead.
Coach, congrats on advancing, first of all. We all know that Kolarzyman has been so clutch this season, but it's really been the last few years. His U18 goal against Sweden to tie it up, the goal at World Juniors this year against Canada, the Beanpot goal, and against UMass the other night. I mean, how much does it give you an advantage to know that you have a player like him in the lineup, in these close games?
Yeah, it's I'm very glad he's on our side, I'll tell you that. That's for sure. Yeah, he's got an ability. He's a game breaker with the way he can score goals. Yeah, at any point when that puck's on his stick in the offensive zone, and he's getting it to the net, there's a good chance it's going to go in. Now, I think even the other night that he's coming through the neutral zone. He doesn't have a ton of time and space. The guy's got a pretty good angle on him. Well, he has some time and space from our end, but the guy angles him pretty well. And he's shooting it from pretty far up, but his release is so quick. I think it probably surprised their goalie. But he has that ability to score like that. There's not many guys that can come down and take that shot from that angle and from that point, and that's going to go in the net. It doesn't happen too often, but he has that ability. So, and it seems like, yeah, the bigger the moment, he wants to help his team win, and he knows he has the ability to score, and he's done that.
Back to Rick.
Coach, could you comment a little bit about the contributions of Jack Hughes, particularly in the second half? I know he's not way up there on the scoring stats, but it seems like he's always doing the little things, particularly on the back check or keeping pucks alive in the offensive zone.
Yeah, he's been real good for us, and That's when he's at his best, when he's playing that way, when he's moving his feet. He's got a great stick. He's really good at turning pucks over. And he's a really good offensive player too. But I think his offense comes from him working, creating turnovers, and then he makes the high-end skill plays. I mean, he made a heck of a play on the rush the other night, kind of faked a shot a little bit and threw it through the seam to Sasha, which it was a great play. It was a high-end play. And he has the ability to make those plays. I think for him too, something that's helped him is he started killing penalties for us in the second half, and he's been very good at it. He's taken pride in it. And I think it's helped his overall game. Because if you're going to be on the penalty kill, you have to work, you have to have a good stick, you have to skate, and he's doing all those things. He has the ability to do all those things. And yeah, I've been real happy with his game. I thought he's one of our best forwards the other night versus UMass.
Mitch, go ahead.
You've talked about finding the right line combinations all season. Now that you're sort of in the postseason, do you feel like you've found the right combos to sort of ride through this and the NCAAs are still tinkering things around?
I think you'll still see some tinkering here and there. Sometimes it depends on the matchup. I mean, the other night, UMass really plays those top two lines, heavy minutes. So I was trying to get either Green or Bednarik's line out against them, so I think it affected some of our other lines and some ice time for some other guys. So sometimes it just depends on the matchup too, whether you're going to tweak some lines in game because of certain matchups. So, but I think they'll definitely still be pairs that are playing together, and all of our guys have played with each other this year. So it just depends on the situation.
Rick, go ahead.
Other than Engham, are all hands available for the next game?
Engham and Grimes are the ones that are cannot play the rest of the season. Both have had surgery. They're both out. So those are the only two that, yeah, are not available.
Got time for one more. I'll go close it out with Mitch.
Another player who seems like he's been stepping it up recently is Gavin McCarthy. Seems to been solid recently. Just what have you seen from him in the last kind of stretch here?
Yeah, I think he's been real good. He's been a real good penalty killer for us, real good defensively. He's made a huge or taken a huge step this year from last year. I mean, last year he wasn't playing, obviously playing the minutes he's playing this year. I think that's helped him. It's given him more confidence. He knows he's going to keep getting back out there. So I really like the way he's grown his game, and he's still really young. He was a true freshman last year. Takes defensemen a little while, I think, to really get adjusted to to the game, especially in this conference. And he's playing some of his best hockey right now for us.